Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day in your presence, in the family, in this wonderful unity that we have in you and then have with each other, Father God, encouraging and building up the body. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus. We dedicate this day to you. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 133 from the TPT translation, Unity. How truly wonderful and delightful is it to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. It's as precious as the sacred scented oil flowing from the head of the high priest Aaron, dripping down upon his beard and running all the way down to the hem of his priestly robes. This harmony can be compared to the dew dripping from Mount Hermon, which flows down upon the hills of Zion. Indeed, this is where Yahweh has decreed his blessings will be found, the promise of life forevermore.
Hallelujah. It's just so wonderful. We see, you know, when God draws near to people, and then that's the beginning of something of eternal value, because that is the anointing, that is the unity that brings worth. Because without the Lord, we're going nowhere, we're building in vain. So it's first of all, you know, realizing this is where we come from. This is our true family. This is where we find our origin. This is where we will find ourselves, the true who we really are, that name that is written in heaven that Jesus tells us to rejoice in. So it's so beautiful. We see the examples, you know. God takes hold of Aaron. He is dedicated in his thinking, in his attitude. And that dedication then becomes a part of his lifestyle that permeates into every part of his lifestyle. And I like the example. I went and read up a bit about it. And he says this anointing, this goodness is also like you got this massive mountain. It's the biggest mountain. It was 2,200 meters high. That's how high the mountain is. It's so high that you get snow there. And that's also the mountain where they thought where they believe the transfiguration took place, where Jesus, the goodness of Jesus just came, shone forth there. But that's the highest place. You can see it's up to 60 miles. You can see the mountain. And then it's a range, and it's about 30 kilometers long. But then there is three distinct peaks. So I love that. And then from that height, it brings moisture and goodness down to Mount Zion. Mount Zion is not as high and not as big. And then this makes me think, you know, what makes heaven and the kingdom of God beautiful? It's the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and the angel armies and the prophets of old and the apostles. That was its make, but bottom line, the three big, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so you can see the typology, you can see the similarity here. It's this high goodness and mighty mountain that then blesses Mount Zion. And now we know Mount Zion now in the new covenant is the kingdom of God, the city of the living God. And that's where God dwells. So his goodness, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, their goodness is found in this kingdom. And this is why we are born again into this kingdom, and why we stay in unity, stay in tune with the King, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead. And that's where the blessings lay. So the most important thing is our fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit, as the beloved disciple John says. And then God brings beautiful people into our paths and makes them a part of our ministry. And that's a unity that God desires, where he's first, and then we follow, and we encourage each other. I've got many, many beautiful people out there, many beautiful testimonies, and just one family I want to just lift up that I so appreciate for the love and the help and the encouragement they've been to myself and Danita and our ministry, and that's the Curtis family. It's Glenn and Jenny. They pastor the Feltrus Fellowship, used to be Eva Gerots that myself and Karina started. And they have been with us through thick and thin. Glenn has buried my mother, buried my Karina, and then he also married myself and Anita. So it's a precious, beautiful family. And then at the beloved disciple, John. John is Glenn's brother. And then we got beautiful Margaret that was just had this gone through this valley of the shadow of death in hospital that we've been praying for. Hopefully she's also on the way to Cape Town today. This morning she was catching a flight. But yeah, we'll get back to you on that. Yeah, so it's really, that to me just is a family that's been with us for what's it about? It's, I think it's more than 23 years, yeah. Because I know I was there in Feltrift in 2000, and then the Eva Gerots Church was started, and that's where I met Glenn and his wonderful family. And the loyalty and the beauty that we received there from them, that is the fragrance that God loves. In John 17, he prays that just as they are one, that we also be one, and that the world will know then by our love for one another that we are his disciples. So I appreciate Glenn and his wonderful family, the Curtis family, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and each and every one of you play a certain part. As you stay tapped into your God, you are part of his beautiful body that declares his goodness, his loyalty, his dedication, his commitment. Amen. So keep shining, keep looking to the Lord, because that's where our help comes from. Without having him as a center in our lives, none of the other things would happen. Amen. So we thank the Lord for starting a wonderful work in all our lives. And he's just this kingdom is coming and going and growing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.